请我们打开马太福音第四章。
Please turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
第一节到第四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜后来就饿了。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered.
那试探人的近前来对他说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
人活着实在不是单靠食物。
Man truly does not live by the bread alone.
乃是靠你口中所出的一切话。
But by the word that proceeded from your mouth.
主，我们求你下午把你的话向我们解开。
We ask that you open up your words to us this afternoon.
让你的话进入到我们每一个人的心中。
May your words enter into our hearts.
让你的话在我们里面作王掌权。
So that your words will reign in our heart.
让你的话在我们每个人身上显伟大。
And may your words be magnified upon our bodies.
求你与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
你覆庇在我们每一个人的身上。
You cover us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
这几天的下午，和弟兄姊妹交通一个主题。
For these few afternoons, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on a theme.
从圣经的角度来看进化的理论。
We'll look at the theory of evolution from the Bible's point of view.
我们的重点不是在讲这个理论。
Our emphasis is not to talk about this theory.
我们乃是看见从神的话语里面。
But from the Word of God,
看见在这个理论的背后，它到底是些什么？
To see that what is actually behind this theory,
让我们晓得仇敌的诡计。
So that we would know the scheme of the enemy,
好让我们能够靠着我们的主，在这一切的试探当中，能够过一个得胜的生活。
So that we can rely on our Lord that under all these temptations we can live an overcoming life.
好让我们的眼目一直注视在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
That we set our eyes upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们昨天已经和大家交通到这头一个试探的第一个方面。
Yesterday I shared with brothers and sisters the first temptation and in the first aspect.
我们说到在这一个试这个理论的后面。
We said that in behind this theory,
乃是和这个试探的那一个试探者是一个。
And this is one with that tempter.
他借着人肉身的需要。
Through the need of our bodies.
他让人忘记自己属灵的需要。
He allows men to forget their spiritual needs.
更让人忘记自己是一个属灵，是一个有灵的活人。
And they let men forget that they are a living soul.
让人觉得自己不过是和动物一样。
They feel that they are the same as animals.
而且他还要证明人就是一个动物。
He tries to prove that man is just an animal.
他这样做的目的乃是为了要让人从神那永远的心意失落。
The purpose of this is to let man fall from that God's eternal plan.
我们知道神他在我们人身上有何等美好的心意。
How he does not know that God has a good will on us.
所以仇敌他这个诡计还不单是对着我们来的。
So the scheme of the enemy is not only towards us.
乃是直接与神 的旨意相抗衡。
It's actually directly in contradiction with the will of God.
我们昨天用了一些科学上的一些的发现。
Yesterday we talked about some discoveries in the scientific realm.
我们发现说，就着现代科学的发现，这个理论是完全站不住的。
It says that according to what the discoveries of today's science, this theory cannot stand.
但在这里我要特别强调一点。
But here I'd like to emphasize on one point.
我们对于这一个理论的看见。
To us, what we see of this theory.
不是根据科学的证明。
It's not according to scientific proofs.
就是全世界所有的科学都站在神的这一边。
Because all the science of the whole world, they stand on the side of God.
我们的依靠不是这些科学的证据。
What we depend on is not the scientific proofs.
我们的依靠乃是神的话语。
Our basis is on the word of God.
当然我们知道科学一定是站在神的这一边的。
Of course, we know that science, of course, stand on the side of God.
因为科学不过就是人用神所赐的智慧在那里研究神所创造的规律。
Because science is only using the wisdom given by God to discover what God has shown men.
他们把这些发现呢分成一颗一颗的来学，所以叫做科学。
They divided all these different science subjects, so and they learned it subject by subject.
所以这叫做科学。
And we called it science.
所以我们知道，我们对于圣经的，我们对于这个理论的认识。
So what our understanding towards this theory is,
虽然有这些科学上证据的支持，
although it has the support of the science,
但是我们的依靠不是这些支持。
But this is not what we depend on.
我们退一步得讲，
Let's step back.
就算全世界所有的科学的发现都站在仇敌的一边，
Even though all the scientific discoveries it stand on the side of our enemy,
就算所有的科学的发现都证明这个理论是真实的，
Even though all the scientific discoveries are proving that this theory is true,
但是我们因着主的话，我们晓得这一个理论乃是仇敌的诡计。
But because of the word of God, we should know that this theory is actually a scheme of the devil.
乃是一个非常邪恶的灵。
It's a very evil spirit.
它运行在一切人的心中。
It works in the hearts of many people.
它让人弃绝神。
It wants men to turn away from God.
它让人只想到他的自己。
It wants men to think about only of themselves.
今天我们常常会受这些科学发现的一些影响。
Today, oftentimes we are influenced by these scientific discoveries.
我相信这也是仇敌的诡计。
I believe this is also a scheme of our enemy.
因为它给我们一种的盼望。
Because it gives us an hope.
让我们盼望说能够从科学上来证明神是真实的。
We're hoping that we can prove that our God is real, is true through science.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is a scheme of our enemy.
因为仇敌知道这是不可能的一件事。
Because the enemy knows this is impossible.
圣经上已经告诉我们，
The Bible has already told us.
人凭着自己的智慧不能够认识神。
Man cannot know God by relying on their own wisdom.
我们的弟兄特别提醒过我们，
Our brother has reminded us.
神的话每一句都要应验。
God's word, every single letter, it will come true, be fulfilled.
我们对神的认识，
Our understanding of God,
不是因着科学的发现，
It's not because of scientific discoveries.
不是因着科学的证据，
It's not because of scientific proofs.
乃是因着在信心的里面接受神的启示。
It's because we receive and accept the revelation of God in faith.
因为人非有信，不能讨神的喜悦。
Because without faith, man cannot find favor in God's eyes.
所以这是这个理论它背后所包含的。
And this is what the theory encompasses behind.
那我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
我们是在赞美我们的主。
We truly praise our Lord.
我们的主告诉我们，
Our Lord has told us.
是人活着，
Man lives.
不是动物活着。
No, it doesn't say that animal lives.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man lives does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the word proceeded out of the mouth of God.
什么是神口中所出的一切话呢？
What is the word that come out from the mouth of God?
神口中的一切话是向人所说的。
The word that come out from the mouth of God is spoken towards man.
乃是向人启示出他的心意。
It reveals to man of his heart.
所以神所口中所出的一切话。
So the word that comes out from the mouth of God.
乃是人在地上生活的意义。
And that is the meaning of our lives on earth.
乃是神向着人的心意。
That is the heart of God towards man.
因为神口中所出的一切话乃是神的旨意。
Because every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is the will of God.
人活着不是为自己活。
Man does not live for themselves.
人乃是为了神的旨意而活。
Man should live for the will of God.
所以这里我们看见仇敌他这个试探的第二个方面。
So this is the second aspect of the enemy's temptation.
仇敌他这个试探的第二个方面乃是叫人单单的为自己而活。
The second aspect of the enemy's temptation is to allow men to live for themselves only.
他不仅仅让人觉得自己是个动物。
Not only he allows men to think they are animals.
他不仅仅要降低人性。
Not only he tries to lower the value of man.
他更是要让人离开神的旨意。
What's more is wants to men to leave from the will of God.
我们知道当人犯罪堕落以后。
We know that after man has sinned and fallen.
在人身上就发生了一些的改变。
There are some changes on men.
有一件事是非常突出的。
There is one thing that stood out.
就是他们犯罪以后，他们从此就不会再感谢神。
That is after they have sinned, they no longer know how to thank God.
你发现亚当夏娃从来没有感谢过神。
Did you discover that Adam and Eve never thank God?
神为他们预备了所有的丰富。
God has provided them everything they need.
神给他们了一切。
God gave them everything.
他们的一切都是从神而来的。
All that they have were from God.
然而当他们落到最终的时候。
But yet when they fell into sin.
他们不再知道感谢神。
They no longer know how to thank God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么时候我们觉得我们不能够感谢神。
Whenever we felt we cannot thank God.
我们知道我们恐怕是落在最终。
We know that we are probably are fallen in sin.
当人不知道感谢神的时候。
When men don't know how to thank God, Romans chapter 1 tells us,
他们的思念就变为虚妄。
Their hearts become darkened.
他们无知的心就昏暗。
They became vain in their imaginations.
他们自以为聪明反成了愚拙。
They professed them to be wise, but they became fools.
当人犯罪以后，
After man has sinned,
圣经说人的眼睛就开了。
And the Bible says their eyes of man opened.
这难道不是一件好事吗？
Isn't that a good thing?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
在人犯罪之前，人是怎么来看这个事物呢？
Before man has sinned, how do they view these things?
他怎么来看这个世界呢？
How do they view this world?
他们乃是用灵里的眼睛来看这个世界。
They were looking at the world through their spiritual eyes.
他们乃是看见一切事物的本质。
They were seeing the true substance of the matter.
当亚当看见这些猴子的时候，
When Adam saw the monkeys,
他从来不认为这是他的祖先。
He never thought those were his ancestors.
他看见他们不过是一些受造之物就是了。
He saw that they were created beings.
虽然非常的奇妙，
although they were wonderful.
虽然看见神在他们身上的作为，
he saw God's work on them.
但他看得非常非常的清楚。
He saw it very clearly.
他们不是他的祖先。
They were not his ancestors.
神乃是他生命的源头。
God was his origin of his life.
当人犯罪堕落以后，
After man has sinned and fallen,
人里面的眼睛瞎掉了。
Their inner eyes became blind.
他们看一切的事物都是看事物的表面。
All that they saw were everything external, superficially.
他们的外面的眼睛开了。
Their external eyes are open.
他们只看见事物的表面。
They only saw the surface of matter.
从此他们的思念就变为虚妄。
From then on, their imaginations became vain.
从此人就常常被欺骗。
And oftentimes they're deceived.
所以你看亚当的后代就认为猴子是他们的祖先。
So that you saw the descendants of Adam thought that monkeys were their ancestors.
因为他们只看见外表。
Because they only saw the outward appearance.
他们不能再看见那个属灵的实际。
They could no longer see the spiritual truth.
人犯罪以后。
After man has sinned.
人常常被仇敌欺骗。
Men often are deceived by Satan. the enemy.
我们知道仇敌欺骗人呢, 他有三个步骤。
You know that when the enemy tried to trick us, there are three steps to it.
头一步啊, 他让你相信没有神。
The first step, it allows you to think there is no God.
因为你用眼睛来看,
because when you are trying to use your
你要凭眼见,
eyes,
不凭信心啊,
if you are depending on your eyes and not your faith,
所以你就觉得好像神不存在,
then you feel that God may not exist.
所以你要传福音的话, 人家说你把神拿出来给我看一下, 我就信了。
When you try to preach the gospel, people will tell you, if you show God to me, then I will believe.
不过这个欺骗不会骗太久。
But this deceitfulness is not, it won't last for long.
因为神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Because God's nature and God's Godhead is obvious.
虽是眼不能见, 但却借着所造之物就让人可以晓得。
Although it's invisible, but through the created things that people would know and understand.
所以魔鬼啊, 他就有第二个欺骗。
So there is the second trick of the enemy.
让你相信呢, 没有魔鬼。
He wants you to believe there is no devil.
如果没有魔鬼的话,
if there was no devil,
你就会觉得说一切世上发生的事都是出于神。
Then you will feel and believe that everything happened were from God.
这按理说是很好的一件事。
This should sound good.
不过魔鬼的目的乃是这样。
But the purpose of the devil is this.
他会在人的耳边问一些问题。
He would whisper some questions in your ears.
如果神是这么爱的神,
if God is such a God of love,
怎么会发生这些事情?
How would these things happen?
这么惨的事情怎么会发生?
Such cruel things, how would it happen?
911怎么会发生?
Why would 9/11 happen?
啊, 不可能的。
Impossible.
所以他把他自己藏起来。
So he hid himself.
所以这样的话呢, 人虽然在灵里面, 在他的 这个良心的里面,
so although men within their spirit, within their conscience, there is a testimony that God has given him.
但在他头脑里面呢,
but in his brain, he often doubts.
他总是有疑问,
he often has these questions.
不过这件事, 魔鬼也骗不了太久,
but this won't last long either.
如果你跟他讲一讲的话,
if you talk with him further,
如果你跟他讲说有的人真的被鬼附了,
you tell him some people are possessed by demons. You see how scary and frightening these people who are possessed are.
实在有邪灵啊,
there is an evil spirit.
所以人慢慢知道, 哎, 还真的有鬼。
Slowly people would believe there are evil spirits.
那么魔鬼就有第三个这个欺骗。
So the devil comes up with his third step.
这是最恶毒的。
That's the most wicked one.
他就让你相信你没有灵魂。
He allows you to think that you don't have a spirit.
如果我没有灵魂的话,
if I had no spirit,
有神有魔鬼跟我无关的,
whether there's a God or an evil spirit, devil has nothing to do with me.
征战怎么征战,
no matter how they battle it out,
他们走他们的阳关道，我走我的独木桥。
He can go his way and I go mine.
反正我就这一生,
I have this life only.
我就过我这一生的生活就可以了。
I'll just live my life, that's okay.
所以你说的福音我根本不感兴趣。
So I'm not interested in that gospel that you're telling me about.
所以你看魔鬼是何等的诡诈。
You see how tricky this, how crafty
is our devil. 他让人觉得自己没有灵魂。
It allows men to think that they have no soul and no spirit.
如果人没有灵魂的话,
if men had no spirit or soul,
人活在地上毫无意义。
And there is no meaning to men living on earth.
如果人是碰撞出来的,
if man was produced by accident,
如果人是进化出来的,
if man was evolved,
你的意义何在?
Where is your value or your meaning?
你哪有什么意义?
Do you have any value at all or meaning?
不过就是活一辈子就是了。
You only spend your life.
不仅仅人没有意义。
Not only man does not mean anything.
人活在地上也失去了任何道德的标准。
And when men live on this world, there is no moral standard.
如果人活着没有意义的话,
if man does not mean anything by living,
做传道, 做强盗是一样的。
It's the same if you were a preacher or a robber.
你做总统, 做饭桶也是一样的。
Whether you're the president or a bum, there's no difference.
完全一样的。
It's totally the same.
我们看见这个时代, 他们告诉我们说, 好像 犯罪哈, 都可以解释的。
You look at this generation, it seems there's a reason for everything and every crime that's been committed.
比如像 同性恋。
For example, homosexuality.
这明明是淫乱。
This is a sexual immorality.
这是神所咒诅的。
This is what God cursed.
他们这样的污秽自己的身体。
They defile their own bodies.
所以就受着妄为当得的报应。
So they were rewarded what they deserve with.
但是他们现在给你一个解释。
Now they provide you with an explanation.
我这样行啊，乃是因着我有一个同性恋的基因。
I do this. I'm this way because I have this genes of homosexuality.
所以我这基因一表达，那我就没有办法了。
And this is in my genetic makeup, so I have no way to conquer it.
这个基因我进化来的。
This gene I obtained by evolution.
你进化没有，我进化有啊。
I evolved this way, and I got it. You didn't have it.
所以我觉得将来有一天会有杀人基因。
So I believe one day in the future we'll have a gene for a murderer.
会有这个强盗基因。
Or a gene for a robber.
还有说谎基因。
Or a gene for a liar.
所以你根本没有错的。
You haven't done anything wrong.
你好得很。
You're great.
不过就是你的基因发动了。
It's just that your genes are not so good.
所以完全是基因的问题。
It's all a problem of genes.
不是你的问题。
It's not your problem.
人用各种各样的办法来称义他们的犯罪。
Man tries to justify their sin.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个进化论是让人活得真的像动物一样。
This theory of evolution is trying to allow man to live like an animal.
没有任何的道德的标准。
There is no moral.
所以你知道德国人那个时候为什么要杀害犹太人？
Do you know why the Germans persecuted after the Jews then?
因为他们相信进化论。
Because they believe the theory of evolution.
因为日耳曼民族是进化的更优秀的民族。
Because they believe their race is
犹太民族乃是一个落后的民族。
And that the Jews were of a lower race.
是一个被淘汰的民族。
It should be eliminated.
所以杀犹太人乃是为民除害，你知道吗？
So to kill the Jews is good for the overall goodness.
为什么日本人在那里杀中国人？
Why would the Japanese kill the Chinese?
因为大和民族是进化的更优秀的民族。
Because the Japanese are a superior race.
支那民族乃是东亚病夫。
And the Chinese were the sicker race.
所以把中国人杀掉那是理所应当的。
So it's reasonable to kill all the Chinese.
为什么在文革的时候有那么多的所谓的斗争呢？
Why was there so many struggles during the Cultural Revolution?
因为他们是进化更优秀的阶级。
Because they were of the class that's superior than the others.
你是落后的阶级。
You are of a lower class.
所以先进的阶级完全可以消灭落后的阶级。
So the superior class can destroy the lower class.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个理论是称义杀人的。
And this theory kills.
我曾经跟很多朋友在谈福音。
I have shared gospel with my friends.
他们告诉我杀恶人是好的。
They told me it's good to kill the bad.
先进的无产阶级是可以杀掉落后的资产阶级的。
The people who are on the front line, they could kill the ones that are in the back.
弟兄姊妹，魔鬼从起初就是杀人的。
The devil kills from the very beginning.
我们看见这个灵乃是杀人的灵。
We know that this spirit is the one spirit that kills.
所以我们看见仇敌的诡计。
So we see the scheme of the enemy.
这个诡计实在太恶毒了。
This trick is truly wicked.
他不仅仅让人觉得自己是个动物。
Not only he leads men to think that they are animals.
他更让你觉得你人生毫无意义。
Furthermore, he leads you to think that your life has no meaning.
今天世上的人，他们吃喝享受。
So today, the people in the world, they eat and drink and be merry.
他们里面充满了痛苦。
But inside of them are filled with pain.
你不要看他外面戴着许多金银项链。
If you look at their outward appearance, they're dressed up well.
你不要看他外面好像那个骄傲，好像绳索一样把他都捆起来。
They have such a pride, but they are bounded by that pride.
他里面充满了痛苦。
Inside of it, they have such bad pain.
他里面充满了空虚。
He's filled with emptiness.
所以他们只能用毒品来消除他们里面的痛苦。
So they're trying to use drugs to relieve their pain.
他们只有用酒精来消除他们里面的痛苦。
They use alcohol to take away their pain.
他们只有用自杀来结束他们里面的痛苦。
They use suicide to end their pains.
弟兄姊妹，这个理论在杀人呢。
Brothers and sisters, this theory is killing people.
所以我们的主在这里回答得非常好。
Our Lord gave a wonderful answer here.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
主这里告诉我们说什么是人生的意义。
The Lord has told us what is the meaning of life here.
什么是神口中所出的一切话呢？
What is every word that proceeded from the mouth of God?
神口中所出的一切话乃是神的发表。
Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is the manifestation of God, an
expression of God. 人活的意义就是把神彰显出来。
The meaning of our life is to express God.
人活的意义就把神的荣耀彰显出来。
For men to live, the meaning is to manifest God.
让神的荣耀从我们的这个人的身上完全的彰显出来。
So that the glory of God can be completely manifested from men.
我们看我们的主是何等的荣耀。
We look at our Lord and how glorious He is.
他就是神荣耀所发出的光辉。
He is the glory of God.
他就是神本体的真相。
He is the true body of God.
你看见主耶稣基督，你就看见神。
When you see Christ, you see God Himself.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one ever saw God.
唯有从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But only the only begotten Son of the Father in His bosom is expressing Him.
人今天要认识。这位神
Man wants to know God.
必须借着主耶稣基督
They have to go by through Jesus.
不是借着科学
Not through science.
不是借着许多的理论
Not through many theories.
乃是借着主耶稣基督
But through Jesus Christ.
只有借着主耶稣我们才能真正的认识这位荣耀的神
Only through Jesus Christ, then we can know this God of glory.
我们的主耶稣基督他在地上把神活活的彰显出来
Our Lord Jesus, and he was expressing, manifesting God on earth.
这是人活着的意义
This is the meaning for man's living, man's life.
把神发表出来
is to manifest God.
所以你看见魔鬼在这里的诡计是什么呢
So do you see the tricks of the devil?
魔鬼盼望人成为他的彰显。
The devil wants men to express or manifest him.
他盼望他的话能够在人的身上发表出来。
He wants his word to be manifested on men.
当你看见魔鬼试探头一个人的时候
，When you see devil tempted the first man,
亚当夏娃马上就成为魔鬼的发表。
Adam and Eve immediately became manifestation of the devil.
马上就说谎。
Immediately they lied.
魔鬼是说谎之父。
The devil is the father of all liars.
人成了魔鬼的彰显。
Man become manifestation of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，这是魔鬼的诡计。
Brothers and sisters, this is a scheme of the devil.
神在人身上是何等荣耀的旨意。
God has such a glorious will on man.
虽然我们是这样的软弱。
Although we are so weak.
实在我们算不得什么。
And we count for nothing.
神要让他的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来。
But God, with His glory, He wants to manifest Himself on us.
但是魔鬼在那里试探人。
But devil came and tempted man.
他不仅让头一个人成为他的彰显。
Not only he allows for the first man became his manifestation.
他在这里也让第二个人成为他的彰显。
He also wants the second man to be his manifestation.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们的主完全得胜。
Our Lord claimed complete victory.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是仇敌的彰显。
Man shall not live become a manifestation of the devil.
人活着乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Man live by the word that proceed from the mouth of God.
人活着乃是神的彰显。
Man should live as a manifestation of our God.
所以当我们读创世纪第一章的时候
So when we read chapter 1 of Genesis,
神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人
God said create men in our own likeness in our own image
神在造人的时候
When God create man
他在人身上有何等荣耀的旨意
He has such a glorious will on us、
oh, 我们要彰显他的荣耀
We need to express his glory
这实在是过于人所求所想
This is beyond what we can desire and ask for and think of
虽然人会失败
although man will fail
虽然人成了仇敌的彰显
although man became manifestation of the devil
神从来都不失败。
But our God never fails.
他的旨意一定要实现。
His will be fulfilled.
所以你看在旧约的先知们一直在提醒神的百姓。
So you see the prophets in the Old Testament, they keep reminding God's people.
以赛亚曾经这样向以色列人在喊着说。
Isaiah has shouted towards God's people.
虽然没有人听他。
Although there's
虽然没有人听他。
Although no one listens to him.
虽然人心被油所包裹。
Although their hearts are covered with oil.
他们的耳朵是发沉的。
And their ears are sinking.
他们的眼睛是闭着的。
Their eyes are closed.
但以赛亚向他们喊着说。
But Isaiah proclaimed to them.
凡称为我名下的人。
All those who are called by my name.
是为我荣耀所创造。
I have created him for my glory.
在整本旧约圣经里面。
Throughout the whole Old Testament,
一而再，再而三地提醒神的百姓。
Time and time again, God reminded His people.
他们是为了神的荣耀所造的。
They are created for the glory of God.
在新约，我们看见保罗这样告诉我们。
In the New Testament, we see that Paul has told us. 我们有着
宝贝在这瓦器的里面。
We have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
To show that this excellence of power is from God and not from ourselves.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank our Lord, brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督今天在我们里面是我们的宝贝。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our treasure inside of us.
这个宝贝在我们的里面。
This treasure is inside of us.
这个宝贝在我们里面不是只是让我们来欣赏而已。
This treasure is not for us to look at or enjoy only.
不仅仅让我们有一点享受而已。
It's not just for us to partake of only.
这个宝贝要从这个瓦器里彰显出来。
And this treasure need to be manifested.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
To show that this power, this great power, is from God, not from ourselves.
不仅保罗这样。
Not only Paul said this.
彼得也是这样给我们看见。
Peter also showed us the same thing.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
So you are a chosen generation.
是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
Holy nation.
属神的子民。
A peculiar people.
要叫你们显扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you show that the one who calls you from darkness into the marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们蒙恩得救的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of our salvation?
我们被拣选了。
We are chosen.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
You are a chosen generation.
我们蒙恩得救了。
After we are saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，这不是目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the goal.
虽然这是何等的荣耀。
Although this is glorious.
对我们来讲是何等的荣耀。
It's glorious towards us.
我们是从前没有指望、没有神的一般人。
We had no hope.
今天我们成为神的子民。
Yet today we become people of God.
从前我们没有蒙连续。
We did not have the mercy.
今天我们蒙了连续。
Today we have the mercy.
我们成了蒙拣选的族类。
We are the chosen people.
这是何等伟大的事。
How great and marvelous this is.
但这不是目的。
Yet this is not the end of, or the goal.
你们是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
你们今天可以侍奉神。
You can serve God today.
你们今天可以来到神的面前。
The reason we can come before God.
用圣洁和公义。终身的侍奉在他侍立在他的面前。
That we can serve him with holiness and righteousness.
我们为主做工。
We work for God.
我们传扬他的福音。
We spread his gospel.
但弟兄姊妹，这不是目的。
But brothers and sisters, this is not the purpose.
这不是目的。
This is not the purpose.
后面说你是圣洁的国度。
It says you are a holy nation.
国度就说到权柄。
What is nation? It talks about power.
我们有属灵的权柄。
Authority. We have spiritual authority or power.
我们可以进行属灵的征战。
We can go through spiritual warfare.
我们可以把鬼赶出去。
We can drive out and cast out the demons.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
我们可以推动神的手。
We can push the hands of God.
我们可以让神在这个时代中的工作得以成就。
We can enable God's work to be done in this age.
这不是目的。
This is not the purpose.
这是个过程。
This is the process.
你们是属神的子民。
We are the people of God.
何等的荣耀。
How glorious this is.
神说我们是属他的。
God told us we belong to him.
我们是属他的。
We are his people.
我们可以亲近他。
We can draw close to him.
我们可以瞻仰他的荣美。
We can look upon his glory.
我们天天 来享受他。
We can draw upon his goodness daily.
我们天天可以像玛利亚一样坐在主的面前。
We can sit before him like Mary.
主的同在天天充满在我们的里面。
God's presence can fill us every day.
但不是目的。
But this is not the purpose.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
要教你们显扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Is to show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
何等的荣耀！
How glorious this!
神借着他的圣先知，
God through his prophets,
借着他的众使徒，
through his apostles,
一而再再而三地告诉我们他向着我们的心意到底是什么。
Time and again he's trying to tell us what his heart is.
保罗在提摩太前书三章十六节那里特别告诉我们。
Paul has told us in First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
And without controversy.
就是神在肉身显现。
God was manifest in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗在写书信的时候，
When Paul was writing the epistles,
他曾写过许多的奥秘。
He's written about many mysteries.
很多奥秘。
Lots of them.
有极大的奥秘。
There are great mysteries.
教会和基督，极大的奥秘。
Mystery about the church and Christ. Great mysteries.
很大的奥秘。
There are great mysteries.
还有许多的奥秘。
There are many great mysteries. 永
久隐藏不言的奥秘。
And mysteries that cannot be unraveled.
但是当他写到神在肉身显现这件事的时候，
But when he was writing about the manifestation of God in the flesh,
他没有言语。
He has no word for it.
他说这个是极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.This is a great mystery.
太大了。
It's too great.
无人不以为然。
And without controversy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你到街上去问人家。
Today, if you go on the street and ask someone.
神在肉身显现，你是不是以为然？
When God manifests in the flesh, what do you think about it?
很多人都不以为然。
A lot of people will contrast you.
太多人不以为然了。
There were too many people won't agree.
连许多神的儿女都不以为然了。
There are even children of God who would not agree about it.
人今天以为，如果说人能够把这个复制出人来，那是很以为然的事。
And there are people thinking about cloning of human beings. That's very reasonable.
保罗在他的感觉里面。
Paul in his feelings.
没有一件事他以为然。
There is nothing that he can agree.
没有一件事他是以为然的。
There is nothing he agrees more.
只有一件事他认为是不以为然的。
But there is only.
他是以为然的。
There is one thing that he thinks that's reasonable.
他说是无人不以为然。
No one can contrast with it.
无人不以为然。
No one would have a problem with it.
神在肉身显现。
That is God manifest in the flesh.
他为什么能这么讲？
How can he put it this way?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
他乃是有属灵的看见。
Because he has a spiritual insight.
虽然人今天在地上觉得不以为然。
Although men today on earth do not agree with it.
但到了有一天。
But one day.
当我们的主驾云降临的时候。
When our Lord come back on the cloud.
万机要向他跪拜。
All knees shall bow.
万口要向他承认。
All mouths would confess.
耶稣基督是主。
That the Christ is the Lord.
那个时候是无人不以为然。
No one would have a problem with it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神在肉身显现。
God manifests in the flesh.
不仅仅是在我们主耶稣基督一个人身上。
Not only on Jesus Christ, this one person only.
我们的主他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面。
Our Lord is going to lead many sons into glory.
他要在我们的身上。
He wants us through us.
让神彰显。
Manifest God.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这实在是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
这实在是奥秘。
This truly is a mystery.
你想想人在所有神造的里面。
Think about in all the creation of God.
我们可是最软弱的。
We are the weakest.
就着我们肉身的条件来讲。
If you talk about our physical qualification,
我觉得人真的没有资格来彰显神的荣耀。
Men truly do not qualify to manifest God's glory.
如果你看那个老鹰的话
，If you look at the eagles,
那个眼睛是很好使的。
Oh, they have great eyesight.
今天我不知道我们弟兄姊妹你的眼睛到底是几点几的。
I don't know what's your eyesight perspective.
可能在当中我们当中有二点零的。
Maybe some of you have 20/20 eyesight.
但你说我们的二点零啊，是站在五米以外看那个表，对不对
？Our eyesight, if it's considered perfect, we look at the chart from about 5 meters away.
这些老鹰啊，他们看二点零是在1000米以外。
These eagles, when they look at the charts, they're looking at it from beyond 1,000 meters.
你如果他在天空高空一千米
，If they were high up in the sky, about 1,000 feet high, 1,000 meters high.
你给他指
，You point to him.
他就说这边。
He can go this way.
那个在那边。
If you go that way, he'll go that way.
如果我们在一千米的高空上。
If we were up in the 1,000 meters above in the sky,
恐怕你连那张纸都看不见。
You probably cannot even see that piece of paper.
至少你看不见那个棍子指在哪儿。
You cannot see the pointer.
弟兄姊妹，我们人是很软弱的。
Humans are very weak.
你知道当那个唐山大地震的时候
？Remember the great earthquake in China, 唐山？
那是非常悲惨的一个事件。
It's a very tragic incident.
有人告诉我们有40多万。惨死在那个地震的底下，40多万。
Somebody's told us there are 400,000 over 400,000 people died.
但我跟你讲，没有一个动物死掉。
Let me tell you, but not one animal died from that.
所有动物都跑掉。
All animals escaped.
所有动物都知道。
All the animals knew.
只有人在那睡觉。
Only men were falling asleep there.
人很笨的。
Men are very dumb.
不要觉得我们很聪明啊。
Don't consider yourself very smart.
不要以为我们有了这种地震仪啊。
Don't think that you have all kinds of equipment to test earthquakes.
最后还都砸在里面，对不对
？They were all buried in there.
你看这些动物，它们什么仪器都没有。
You look at these animals. They don't need any fancy equipment.
全跑掉了。
They're all gone.
它们都非常安全。
They were very safe.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
我们人没有什么好夸口的。
There's nothing that man can boast of.
人不仅仅软弱。
Not only men are weak.
人在所有的创造里面是最不听话的。
And of all the creation, men are the most disobedient.
天使是何等的听话。
The angels are very obedient.
至少有三分之二是听话的。
Well, at least there are 2/3 of them that listened.
100%听话。
That they were 100% obedient.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
All heavens describe the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And all the skies would preach of his glory.
神造的没有一样不听他的。
All that God has created all obeyed him.
主耶稣在地上曾经平静风和海。
When Jesus was on earth, he calmed the storm.
我们觉得那是一个很大的神迹。
We thought that's a great miracle.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
对我们的神来讲，那不是神迹。
For our God, it was not a miracle.
风和海从来都是听神的话的。
The wind and the sea, of course, obeyed under his command.
风和海听神的话不稀奇的，弟兄姊妹。
It's nothing amazing or surprising about the wind and the sea listen to God.
如果有一天我们这些人能够听神的话，那是天底下最大的神迹。
If one day we as men listen and obey to God, that is the greatest miracle.
所以，我们看见人成为神的彰显，实在是个奥秘。
So that we see man as manifestation of God, that's truly a mystery.
这是神的思想，弟兄姊妹。
This is God's thinking.
在所有的被造物当中
，among all the creation,
神和人的关系是最近的。
The relationship between God and man is the closest.
神有个心意。
God has a mind.
他要把他的本性带到人里面来彰显。
He wants to bring his nature into man to be manifested.
虽然万有可以彰显神的荣耀。
Although all universe can express his glory.
他们可以彰显神的全能。
They can express his power.
但那些彰显是不完全的。
But they are incomplete.
那些彰显是机械的。
And that manifestation is
mechanical. 那些彰显不是在生命中的。
That's not within life.
弟兄姊妹，只有人能有两个生命。
Brothers and sisters, only man can have 2 lives.
人可以让神的生命在他的里面。
Man can have God's life in them.
让这个生命从我们身上彰显出来。
So that this life can be manifested outward.
奥秘。
That's mystery.
大哉。
Great is the mystery.
大哉的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
说这是敬虔的奥秘。
And this is a mystery of godliness.
敬虔就是向神。
Godliness means you're towards God.
就是把神彰显出来。
You're like God to manifest God.
我们的敬虔，从前我们解释就是属灵。
We used to explain godliness as spiritual.
你说一个人，怎么叫属灵呢？
How would you say somebody who is spiritual?
就是神从他身上显出来的。
That is, God is manifested from him.
他就属灵。
Then he is spiritual.
如果神从这个人身上不能够显出来，
If God cannot be expressed from this person,
就不属灵。
Then he is not spiritual.
属灵是没有资格的。
There is no qualification for being spiritual.
昨天属灵，今天不一定属灵。
If you were spiritual yesterday, today you may not be spiritual.
在讲台上属灵，在下面不一定属灵的。
You might be spiritual on the pulpit, but you're not. You might not be spiritual when you go down.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
神的心意是让他的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来。
God's mind is for His glory to be expressed outward from us.
他后面又给我们一些解释。
And then He explained it for afterwards.
至少有五个方面。
In five different aspects.
他告诉我们说，这件事情啊，是被圣灵称义的。
He says that this is something that's justified in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen of angels.
被传于外邦。
Preach unto the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
被接在荣耀里。
Received up into glory.
弟兄姊妹，何等的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, how glorious this is.
我想我们因着时间的缘故。
Because of the time.
我想我们可能这个顺序不一定照着这个顺序，我们来看一下。
We will not look at this by its order.
我们先看这个被天使看见。
We first talked about scene of angels.
弟兄姊妹，你觉着天使喜欢看什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do you think angels like to see?
天使他们力量全能都是非常大的。
The angels have power and have great strength.
如果让天使在这地上来看的话，你说他看什么？
If you were angels and you asked them to see and look, what do you think that they would want to see?
这个我刚下飞机的时候啊，这个弟兄非常的这个爱我，带我到这个三藩市那个海边去转了转。
When I first landed here, our brother loved me very much and took me around by the coastline in San Francisco.
真的很漂亮。
It's truly beautiful.
因为我们德州啊，没有水，没有山的。
Because in Texas, there's no water and no mountains.
啊，这边一面是高山，一面是大海。
Here, there's one side, there's mountains, the other side is the sea.
哎呀，我真是看到神创造的美丽。
I see the beauty of God's creation.
所以你知道我们那个聚会的有些弟兄姊妹，就这个放假的时候，他们专门飞过来看这个加州。
So some of our brothers in our gathering they come and make a special trip out here to sightsee in California.
他说他们要看那个优胜美地。
They went to Yosemite.
哎呀，他们说好看，那个好美，好美。
Oh, it's very, very beautiful.
真是优胜美地啊。
It's truly a beautiful place, Yosemite.
你觉得天使会不会去看优胜美地？
Do you think the angels want to go on a tour to Yosemite?
我觉得天使毫无兴趣。
I think the angels would have no interest in it.
你知道这个大地，无论你今天认为多么的美丽。
You know, on this earth, no matter how great and beautiful you consider it.
它和起初神造大地的时候。
It's not comparable to the initial situation that God created the earth.
当神立定大地根基的时候，
When God laid the foundation for the earth,
天使在那里欢呼，
The angels were praising.
神的众子们一同的歌唱，
And all the sons of God were singing praises.
那是何等美丽的地方！
How beautiful a place that is, that was.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这个地已经被罪所玷污过。
But this earth has been defiled by sin.
天使毫无兴趣。
The angels are not interested.
你觉得天使会不会对复制人有兴趣啊？
Do you think the angels are interested in cloning?
我想今天很多人对复制人很有兴趣。
I think today a lot of people are interested in clones.
至少感到很 worry.
They feel a little worried about it.
天使一点都不 worry.
The angels are not.
你知道这叫复制人呢、啊、
They call it clones.
什么叫复制
What are clones?
就是 copy.
They're just a copy of the original.
所以你就说 copy 人好了。
We call them copy men.
copy 算不得什么，弟兄姊妹。
What is a copy?
这个我们弟兄写了好几本书。
Our brother has written many books.
他也很爱我。
He also loves me very much.
给我好几本 copy。
He gave me a number of copies.
我可以 copy.
I can copy it.
跟写的人差太远了。
But it's a great distance from the one who authored it.
Copy 细胞跟造细胞差太远了。
Copying a cell is really different from making or creating a cell.
我写一篇博士论文。
I write a doctoral paper.
我太太 copy 一下。
My wife go and make a copy.
你要让我太太写的话。
If you ask my wife to write it,
我看她这辈子写不出来。
I don't think she can do it in her life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers
，copy
and sisters,
跟创造差太远了。
Copy is truly nothing to compare to the original creation.
天使一点都不感兴趣。
The angels are not interested.
你再 copy 还是旧造。
No matter how you copy it, it's still old creation.
有的人说那这个他们将来如果用现代科技他们真能够造出生命来了。
So you may ask, if they use these scientific methods, they can really make a man.
如果真是如此的话。
If it's truly like this.
不过我个人相信这是不可能的事。
Personally, I don't think it'll happen.
就算是发生了。
Even if it's going to happen.
就证明人是创造的。
It's only going to prove that man was created.
人是用人类最高的科技最伟大的智慧最精密的仪器最严格的科学的环境才能产生出来的。
Men with their utmost wisdom, with all this fancy equipment, and with all their works, they try to create this.
一点都不稀奇。
It's not surprising.
天使一点都不感兴趣。
Angels is not interested.
他连看都不要看。
They don't want to see it.
因为这样的罪人太多了。
Because there are so many sinners.
我们弟兄早晨说这个物以稀为贵。
Our brothers have said that things were rare are more precious.
少的才荣耀。
The more rare, the minority is more precious.
多的没有什么荣耀的。
If there are many of the same, it's nothing glorious about it. 满地都是罪人呐。The whole earth is covered with sinners.
所以天使一点都不感兴趣。
So angels are not interested.
天使要看什么？
What do the angels want to see?
我说这些好的天使。
I'm talking about the good angels.
这些好的天使哈，他们要看新造的人。
These good angels want to see the new man.
新造太好看了。
The new creature is good. 当
神从一般人身上彰显出来的时候，那是何等的美丽。
When God is being manifested from a group of people,How beautiful that is.
天使要看新造的人。
That's what the angels want to see, the new creation.
这是天使所要看的。
This is what the angels want to see.
圣经上说他们不仅要看。
The Bible says not only they're going to see it.
说他们要详细的查看。
They're going to examine it in detail.
太稀奇了。
This is truly amazing.
这班人是被罪恶所玷污的。
These people are defiled by sin.
这班人是死在罪恶过犯中的。
They are people who died in sin and transgression.
何等的稀奇。
How amazing.
他们被神的荣耀所充满。
They are filled now by the glory of God.
他们因着神救赎的工作竟然能够成为神的彰显。
Because of the redemption work of God, now they can manifest God.
所以天使要详细查看。
So the angels are going to examine in detail.
那些不好的天使呢？
What about those bad angels?
那些不好的天使，他们要看什么？
So what are the bad angels want? What do they want to see?
其实他们最怕看一件事。
Actually, there's one thing they are most dread to see.
他们最怕看见神从人身上彰显出来。
Their worst fear is to see God being manifested through man.
当我在读约伯记的时候
，When I was reading the book of Job.
我常常有一个问题。
Often I have a question.
那个撒旦怎么在神的面前晃来晃去
？Why would Satan would wander about in front of God?
我都觉得岂有此理。
I really feel sorry for God.
弟兄姊妹，我不是 sorry for God. I feel it's not reasonable.
I feel it's 岂有此理。
你知道他好像一点都不怕神。
He's not afraid of God.
恬不知耻的。He knows no. He knows no shame.
Oh, oh. He knows no shame.
如果地上有一个非常好的人。
If there was a very righteous and good man on earth.
非常好。
Very good.
大家都说他好。
Everybody says he's good.
像约伯一样
Just like Job.
天，这个魔鬼怕不怕？
Would the devil have fear of him?
他一点都不怕。
Is he scared? He's not.
你读圣经。
You read the Bible.
你祷告。
You pray.
你传福音。
You preach the gospel.
是你赶鬼。
And you cast out demons.
魔鬼不怕。
The devil is not scared.
一点都不怕。
Not a bit.
我们知道这个大祭司有七个儿子。
We know the high priest.
示基瓦，大祭司示基瓦有七个儿子。
Stephen has seven sons.
他们说我们奉保罗所传的耶稣，让他赶鬼。
And they can cast out demon in the name of the Jesus that's preached by Paul.
保罗传的耶稣那是纯正的耶稣啊。
The Jesus that Paul is preaching is the right and pure God.
那么鬼就跟这些人讲。说耶稣我们知道。
So the demon says to them, I know about Jesus.
耶稣我们太怕了。
No, we're afraid of him.
他是神的彰显呐。
He is manifesting God.
他活活把神彰显出来了。
He manifests God in life.
保罗我们觉得也是很可怕的。
Paul is kind of scary too.
你常常看见基督显在保罗的身上。
You oftentimes will see Christ manifest in his body.
你们是谁？
So who are you?
你们身上一点基督的味道都没有。
I don't see any Christ in you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
魔鬼就怕一件事。
Satan, the devil only are afraid of one thing.
就怕神的儿子显现出来。
He's afraid of the Son of God being manifested.
神的儿子显现出来就除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
The Son of God, when he is being manifested, it will destroy all the work of the devil.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么魔鬼要在那里设诡计的原因。
This is why the devil needs to put these tricks down and make his schemes.
他知道如果神从人身上彰显出来
He knows that if God was manifested on men,
他一切的作为全都被除掉
All his work will be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，这一个理论
，Brothers and sisters, this theory
实在是人犯罪的结果。
Is truly a consequence of man's sin.
我曾经在神面前祷告。
I prayed before God.
我盼望说，在圣经里面哈，我找到关于进化论的讲述。
I tried to find some findings in about evolution in the Bible.
特别在旧约。
Especially in the Old Testament.
我盼望能找到。
I want to find it. I try to find it.
我觉得说这个，因为这个理论它背后是那样邪恶的灵。
Because behind this theory, there's such an evil spirit.
所以我相信圣经一定有。
So I believe the Bible has it mentioned of it.
我们知道，我们人是神造的。
We know that man is created by God.
我常常觉得我们人肚子里那点小心眼，神都知道。
We often feel that any bad ideas in our minds, God know about.
所以我就读到约伯记第十七章。
So when I came to Job chapter 17,
我们可以看一下。
Let's turn there.
约伯记第十七章。
Job 17.
我给大家念第十四节。
I'll read from verse 14.
若对朽坏说，你是我的父。对虫说你是我的母亲姐妹这样我的指望在哪里呢我所指望的谁能看见呢等到安息在尘土中这指望必下到阴间的门栓那里了
Job 17 verse 14 through 16 I have said to corruption thou art my father to the worm thou art my mother and my sister and where is now my hopeAs for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit, and when our rest together is in the dust.
这就是进化的理论。
This is the theory of evolution.
神借着
这个约伯他们的话把它表达出来。
Through the words of Job, God expressed this.
就是对朽坏说你是我的父。
It said to corruption that thou art my father.
对虫子说你是我的母亲姐妹。
And to the worm it says you are my mother and my sister.
是不是这样？
Isn't that like the case?
进化论就是这样。
This is evolution theory.
这就是进化论。
This is evolution.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？这是偶像的崇拜。
What is this? This is a worshiping of idols.
进化论，它背后那个灵是偶像的灵。
What's behind the theory of evolution is the spirit or the idol.
我们知道最大的 idol 是什么？
Do we know what's the greatest idol? The biggest one?
Idol 是谁造的？
Who made these idols?
偶像是谁造的？
Who made these idols?
人造的。
They are made by man.
当人敬拜偶像的时候，那背后乃是敬拜自己。
When men worship these idols, actually behind it, they are worshiping themselves.
乃是高抬人的自己。
They are uplifting themselves.
让人以自我为中心。
They become self-centered.
让人只为自己而活。
They are only living for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么世人那么喜欢进化论的原因呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is why the world loves the theory of evolution so much.
谁不喜欢高抬自己？
Who doesn't like to lift themselves up?
谁不喜欢为自己而活？
Who wouldn't want to live for themselves?
千方百计为自己而活，对不对？
They try all kinds of ways to live for themselves.
就是信主以后，我们还是为自己而活。
Even after you believe the Lord, you still live for yourself.
我们甚至在属灵的事上都为自己的。
On spiritual matters, we also do it for ourselves.
连侍奉神都是为了我们自己的。
Even when we serve God, we are doing it for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，那个灵是何等的可怕！
Brothers and sisters, how frightful is the spirit?
这是进化论后面那个灵。
This is the spirit behind the theory of evolution.
这是魔鬼在那里试探的目的。
This is the purpose after the temptation of the devil.
因为他最怕看见神的儿子显出来。
Because he is most fearful of God being manifested in man.
我想我还有点时间，好像。
I think I still have some time.
那么那里不讲，不仅仅说这个是被天使看见。
It says not only is seen by angels.
前面说是被圣灵称义。
It says it's justified in the spirit.
我们今天早晨弟兄告诉我们因信称义。
Our brothers told us this morning justification by faith.
那个称义是谁称我们为义呢？
So who is doing the justification there?
神称我们为义。
God.Is justified. God calls us righteous.
父神，我们的主圣灵是一位神。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit is one Lord, one God.
One God, 但是有三个位格。
But there are three persons.
这里面他特别告诉我们是圣灵称义。
But here it tells us that it's the Spirit who is justifying.
我们都晓得神称我们为义。
We all know that God calls us righteous.
神称我们为义，完全是因着主耶稣基督的宝血的缘故。
God justifies us completely because of Jesus Christ and His precious blood.
百分之百是因着主耶稣基督为我们所成功的。
It was because of what the Lord Jesus has succeeded for us.
基督就是我们的义。
Christ is our righteousness.
这个我们都晓得。
This we know about.
但什么叫做圣灵称义呢？
So what is it justified in the Spirit?
神称我们为义。
God justifies us.
我们就有一个称义的地位。
That we are in the position of being justified.
这是永远都不会改变的。
This fact will never change.
因为基督是我们的义。
Because Christ is our righteousness.
基督怎样不改变，我们的义也怎样不改变。
How Christ is never changing, in the same way our righteousness will not change.
但这里他特别说到圣灵称义。
But here it says justified in the Spirit.
我们是有了。称义的地位。
We have the position of righteousness.
但是我们不要忘记一件事。
But let us not forget.
你不仅仅被称义。
Not only you are justified.
神还把一个义的生命赐给你。
Furthermore, God gives you a life of righteousness.
这个义的生命有没有从你身上显出来？
Whether this life of righteousness has shown forth from your life.
什么时候这个义的生命显出来，圣灵就称义。
Whenever this life of righteousness are being expressed, then you are justified.
所以圣经上说，神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义。
Therefore, the Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主，神把这个义的生命已经赐给了我们。
Thank our Lord because God has given us this life of righteousness.
我们已经有了称义的地位。
We already are standing in the position of being justified.
我们有没有让这个义的生命彰显出来？
Are we manifesting this life of righteousness?
主耶稣在马太福音第五章告诉我们。
In chapter 5 of Matthew, the Lord Jesus has told us.
你们的义。
Your righteousness.
若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不得进入天国。
If it's not better than the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主在这里说你们的义。
The Lord says your righteousness.
那是指的什么说的？
What is he referring to?
我们先看什么是文士和法利赛人的义。
Let's look at what is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
文士和法利赛人的义就是遵守律法的义。
The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees is to follow the laws.
如果你有个要求，
If you have a requirement,
我照着遵守，
and I followed it,
我就有文士和法利赛人的义。
Then I have the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
有的时候我们弟兄下班了。
Sometimes our brother would get home from work.
我们姊妹在家里做了很多的饭菜。
And his wife would prepare a good meal at home.
吃完饭以后。
After dinner.
姊妹就盼望先生能够把碗筷都洗一下。
So the sister would hope that the husband would help cleaning up and do the
dishes. 今天你洗碗好不好？
Would you do the dishes today?
你说好。
He said, okay.
我就把碗筷都洗完了。
I'll go and clean up and do all the dishes.
这是文士和法利赛人的义。
This is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisees.
因为这是满足律法的要求。
This is to satisfy the requirement of the law.
主说天国门徒的义是什么呢？
What did the Lord Jesus said about the requirement for entering the kingdom of heaven?
天国门徒的义不是满足律法的要求。
The disciples for the kingdom of heaven is not just to satisfy the requirements of the law.
天国门徒的义乃是满足爱的要求。
The disciples of the kingdom of heaven is to satisfy the requirement of love.
你把碗洗完了。
After you finished with the dishes.
你把炉台也擦干净了。
You clean up the stove.
你把这个地也给擦了一下。
And you mop the floor as well.
这叫做天国门徒的义。
This is the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们的义是满足爱的要求
，if our righteousness can satisfy the requirement of love，
你发现你今天在地上就进入天国。
You find out that today on earth you already enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你什么时候满足爱的要求？
Whenever you can satisfy this requirement of love,
天在你的生命中掌权
and heaven reigns in your life.
天在你们这个家中掌权
heaven reigns in your household.
你们家享受天的同在
and your household can enjoy the presence of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，进入天的同在是很容易的
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to enter into heaven's presence.
你就让那个义的生命活出来
You just let this righteousness in your life.
这个义的生命乃是满足爱的要求。
This life of righteousness can satisfy the requirement of love.
有一段时间，早晨我起来以后，这个常常自己亲近主。
There was some time that when I got up in the morning, I would draw close to the Lord.
哦，好甜美。
It's very sweet.
可是太太呢，这个孩子一叫，她就赶紧去看孩子去了。
So of course, when the kids started to make noise, then my wife would go and look at them.
我跟我太太体质差得很远。
I have my health condition is quite different from that of my wife's.
她需要盖好几层的毯子。
She needs to have be covered with many many layers of blankets.
我这个很薄的一个就够了。
But I just need very one thin one.
所以我起来我就把我的毯子就折好了，就开始亲近主。
So when I get up, I'll fold up my blanket and I'll draw close to the Lord.
那有的时候我太太的毯子一天都没有时间去折的。
Sometimes my wife's blankets are left there for the whole day and have no time to tidy it up.
因为孩子一哭，她就只好去了。
Because when the kid starts crying, she had to go.
所以她从早忙到晚。
And she was busy from morning till night.
有一天当我在那里亲近主的时候。
One evening when I was drawing close to the Lord.
主就责备我。
The Lord rebuked me.
你是文士和法利赛人的义。
You have the righteousness of the scribe and the Pharisees.
我就去把我太太的毯子都给折好了。
So I went and folded up all my wife's blankets.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我就进入天的同在。
Then I entered into the presence of heaven.
我就那天享受天的同在。
That day I was enjoying the presence of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，进入天的同在很容易。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to enjoy this heaven's present.
就多结几条毯子就够了。
You can fold a few more blankets.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是被圣灵称义。
This is justified in the spirit.
被圣灵称义。
Justified in the spirit.
何等的荣耀。
How glorious.
他被传于外邦。
He was preached in the world, to the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，什么能被传于外邦？
What can be preached to the Gentiles?
是我们的言语吗？
Is it our words?
是我们许多的活动吗？
Is it our activities?
多少的时候我们在侍奉的当中？
Many times during our service or ministry.
我们有所有的努力。
With all our might.
我们有所有的计划。
We have all these plans.
人就是不得救。
Men are just not saved.
因为神没有从我们身上显出。
Because God is not manifested from us.
当神从我们身上显出来的时候，
When God is manifested from us,
就能够被传出去。
Then it can be preached.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是，只有我们自己被蒙蔽，别人是不会被蒙蔽的。
Brothers and sisters, this thing is only blinding us ourselves. Others are quite clear on this.
其实我们这个人，我们有没有把神显出来？别人很清楚，很清楚。
We are only deceiving ourselves. Actually, whether we are manifesting God or not, we may not know ourselves, but others can see it very clearly.
有的时候我们只能骗我们自己。
Sometimes, how do we deceive ourselves?
因为我们觉得我们已经好好的读经了。
We feel that we are already studying the Bible.
我们已经聚了很多的会了。
We go to all the meetings.
我们已经很多的服事了。
We serve in the church a lot.
但是人家知道。神没有从我们身上显出来。
But others still see that God is not manifested from us.
我曾参加过一个婚礼。
One time I was in a wedding.
是个年长的弟兄，他的女儿结婚。
It was a daughter of an older brother.
他的女儿在那里做见证。
His daughter was testifying.
说他们小的时候。
She said when she was little.
他每天早晨起来的时候。
Every morning when she woke up.
看见他的父母双手跪在主的面前。
She would see that both her parents would kneel before the Lord.
每天都是如此。
It was like that every day.
我当时听了这个见证。
When I heard this testimony,
我想当我女儿结婚的时候。
I would think about when my daughter gets married.
她能为我做什么见证？
How can she testify for me?
不是我们能够给人家讲什么。
It's not that we can be talked about.
是我们的孩子看我们是什么。
It's not what we can tell people. It's what our children can say about us.
弟兄姊妹，传于外邦不是一件简单的事。
Brothers and sisters, it's not a simple thing to preach unto the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
It was believed on in the world.
很多的时候，我们为主做见证。
A lot of times when we witness for the Lord.
我们盼望世人能够信服啊。
We want the world to believe.
有一段时间我们因为我们那边一个月有一次的交通见证聚会。
In our place gathering, we have regular gospel meetings.
我感到很难过。
Sharing meetings.
我感到很难过。
I felt very sad.
所有我们当中的朋友到了那一次都不来。
all our friends, when they come to that meeting, they will not show up.
大家在做见证哎。
This is we're testifying, sharing.
每个人都在做见证。
We are all sharing.
可以说是真实的见证。
They are all true stories.
可是没有人爱听啊。
Nobody wants to listen.
人家不信服哎。
Do not believe.
因为我没有工作了。
Because I have no job.
所以我就非常痛苦。
So I was in deep pain.
所以我就整天在主面前哭。
So I was crying constantly before the Lord.
我就使劲的祷告。
I pray before the Lord.
有的弟兄告诉我们，他说加强祷告。
Some brothers will tell us pray harder.
后来神就给他工作了。
Then God will give him a job.
哦，感谢赞美我的主。
Oh, thank and praise our Lord.
非常好。
It's good.
下个见证还是这样。
The next testimony is still like this.
我的孩子不听话。
My sons won't listen to me.
后来有一天神让他听话了。
But one day he obeyed.
他不听话的时候，我天天好像肉棍上蚂蚁一样。
When he would not obey me, I was very anxious.
后来他听话了，我就好了。
And then he listened and he obeyed, and I felt better.
朋友们都走了。
All the friends are gone.
我不说这不是见证。
I'm not saying that these are not testimonies.
只是人家不信服。
Is that nobody believes?
因为神没有显出来。
Because God was not shown forth.
弟兄姊妹，当门徒在船上和主耶稣这个要驶到对岸的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when the disciples were on the same boat trying to get to the other shore,
他们都看见主耶稣平静风和海的神迹。
They saw the miracle of how the Lord has calmed the sea, stormy sea.
弟兄姊妹，你说那一次是因为他们的大信心呢，还是因为他们的不信？
Brothers and sisters, would you say it was because of their great faith or was it because of their unbelief?
因为他们的不信，所以他们看见主耶稣平静风和海。
It was because of their unbelief they saw the Lord calm the angry sea.
有时候我在默想。
Sometimes I meditate.
如果门徒那次和主耶稣一同睡觉，
If the disciples all fell asleep with the Lord,
他们要看见更大的神迹。
They were going to see an even greater miracle.
他们要看见在风浪当中，这个船就驶到了对岸。
They would see that this boat would go to the other side of the shore in the storm.
因为主已经说了，我们驶到对岸。
Because the Lord has already spoken that we are going to the other side.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们这个人。
We as a person.
如果被神稍微改变一下。
If we are changed a little by God,
如果我们肯听神的话语，
if we are willing to listen to God's words,
世人就信服，
then the world will believe.
否则他们不信服，
or else they will not believe.
被接在荣耀里，
to be received up into glory.
到底什么能够被接在荣耀里？
What can be received into the glory?
弟兄姊妹，我们可以数算我们的年日。
We can count our days and years.
我们这一生的年日有几天可以被接在荣耀里？
All the days and years of our lives, how many days can be received up in the glory?
只有神显现出来的日子才能被接在荣耀里。
Only the days when God was manifested can be received in the glory.
人到底为什么活着？
Why does man live?
不仅仅世人不知道。
Not only the world doesn't know.
很多的神的儿女也不晓得。
Even a lot of children of God, they don't know.
他们曾经这样跟我讲。
They once told me.
一波未平，一波又起啊！啊，好像海浪一样。
Before the first wave settles, the second wave's coming.
这个难处刚过去，下个难处又来了。
The tide is like tidal waves. They come one after another, one difficulty is after another.
这个实在是比世人还要强很多。
This is worse than the world.
Better.
Better than the world.
因为有个主可以靠。
Oh, because we have a Lord we can rely on.
主终于把我带过去了。
Oh, the Lord finally carried me through.
还没喘过气来呢。
I haven't rested enough yet.
哎呀，另外一个难处又来了。
Oh, here comes another difficulty.
人活真没劲呐。
It's hard to live.
劳苦愁烦。
All this,
转眼成空啊！
And they all are turned into vain.
干嘛活在地上啊？
Why do we live on earth?
与主同在是好的无比啊！
It's good to be with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，人为什么活在地上？
Brothers and sisters, why does man live on earth?
我们看见保罗这个人。
We look at Paul as a person.
他知道他为什么活着。
He knows why he lives.
他活着一天。
One day he lives for a day.
他就让基督在他身上照常显大。
And he would let Christ manifest, be magnified on him.
无论是生是死。
Whether living or die.
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Will let Christ manifest in me.
多么荣耀的盼望！
What a glorious hope, a hope of glory.
这是何等的生命的意义！
This is a wonderful meaning of life.
所以你看保罗常常喜乐。
If you look at Paul and how joyful he always is.
保罗是最不应该喜乐的一个人。
Paul should not be a joyful person.
他应该天天痛哭。
He should cry every day.
他天天 complain.
He should complain every day.
他应该天天在主面前劳苦愁烦。
He should have all the worries every day.
所有难处都压在他一个人身上。
He have all the difficulties are oppressing him every day.
他应该每天愁眉苦脸。
He should be worried every day.
但他里面充满了喜乐。
But yet he's filled with joy.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为每一次这样的艰难。
Because every single problem.
每一次这样的痛苦。
Every single pain.
都是一次彰显基督的机会。
Each time is an opportunity to manifest Christ.
所以他说他以极难、软弱、凌辱、痛苦为饥渴喜乐的事。
And he thought that to go through the pain and the sufferings is a joyful thing.
这些事什么时候是喜乐的？没有一件事是喜乐的。
None of these things that he counted are worthy of joy.
但是保罗说，只要基督被人家知道了。
But Paul has manifested Christ so that people will know. As long as Christ is manifested, then he is satisfied. And he has the inner joy. No matter how difficult it may be, no matter how much bondage he's under,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
肉身可以被捆绑。
Our bodies can be bound.
从肉身彰显出来的神不被捆绑。
But the God who manifests from this body cannot be bound.
弟兄姊妹，你越捆绑他，他的能力就越大。
Brothers and sisters, the more you try to restrict it, the power is the greater the power be.
你的压力越大，他的彰显出来的荣耀就越大。
The greater the pressure is, the glory, the greater would the glory be.
弟兄姊妹，如果神在我们身上显出来了，
brothers and sisters, if God was manifested from us,
不仅我们可以服侍这个时代的人，
not only we can serve the people of this age and generation,
你可以服侍许多时代的人，
you can serve people from many generations.
你看盖恩夫人，
look at Madame Guyon.
她没有讲过一篇道，
she did not preach one single sermon.
她不过是个家庭主妇。
She was only a homemaker.
是个很惨的家庭主妇。
She was actually a very poor, miserable housewife.
但是神从她身上显出来。
Yet God was manifested from her.
到今天我们还受她的服侍。
Until today, we're still receiving her service.
神在肉身显现。
God manifest in the flesh.
能够被接在荣耀里。
He was received up in the glory.
那是存到永远的。
It will enter into eternity.
这是我们生命的意义。
This is the meaning of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
仇敌让我们不仅仅忘记自己属灵的需要。
The enemy not only lets us to forget our spiritual needs.
他更让我们离开神的旨意。
He leads us away from the will of God.
他甚至让我们成为仇敌的彰显。
He wants us to manifest our enemy instead.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再为这些科学的事再去烦扰。
Brothers and sisters, don't be confused and troubled by these scientific discoveries.
这些事，我是不以为然。
I do not agree with these things.
我觉得保罗他只有一件事是不以为然的。
I think that Paul only disagreed with one thing.
我盼望我们也是以这件事为不以为然，为无不以为然。
I hope that we all only agree with one thing.
神在肉身显现。
God manifests in the flesh.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of godliness.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we worship you.
你是何等的爱了我们。
how much love you've shown to us.
你不仅仅要拯救我们。
Not only you have saved us.
你不仅仅让我们在地上能够享受一点你的恩典。
Not only you let us enjoy your abundant grace on earth.
你拯救我们乃是以你的荣耀为目的。
You saved us because you have the purpose of glory.
你要让你的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来。
You want your glory to be manifested out from us.
不仅仅是在将来。
Not only in the future.
就在今天。
But today,
就在我们的家里，
it's in our household,
就在我们的公司房里面，
in our offices,
就在我们的聚会的当中，
in our meeting,
让神的儿子显现出来，
may the Son of God be manifested,
除灭魔鬼一切的作为，
to destroy all the work of our enemy,
主，我们求你怜悯我们，
Lord have mercy on us,
你充满在我们的里面，
fill us in our spirits,
听我们的祷告，
hear our prayers,
靠主耶稣基督的名，
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.